Kabulova office and 02-11-226902 town office. Or you can follow our Facebook pages, Horizon Properties Limited or Horizon Properties Badlands. Buy land from the people you know. Buy cheap land from Horizon Properties.
We are taxpayer focused. We act with integrity. We are professional. We are innovative and we network. Together, we are building a better Zambia.
Our mission is the proclamation of God's great love and salvation to this generation, shining the light of His love across the city and beyond. This is One Love Radio, inspiring, life-changing radio.
Up next, the news bulletin.
From the heart of Lusaka to the rest of the world, this is the One Love Radio News.
Thank you for joining us for the news on One Love Radio, the headlines. Ministry of Mines restructured as government forms independent minerals regulator. ANDD condemns violent attack on PF Secretariat. In foreign news, Tanzania launches inquiry into post-election killings. And in sports, FAS confirms that 3 Chipolopolo members hospitalized in South Africa. For the news in detail, my name is Faith Zulu. Government has announced a major institutional restructuring of the Ministry of Mines and Minerals Development, marked by the creation of a new Minerals Regulation Commission. The government says the establishment of the Minerals Regulation Commission, or MRC, follows the enactment of the enabling law by Parliament, paving the way for the commission to begin operations this year as an independent constitutional body. Government says the commission will be headed by a director general and will employ more than 200 staff to strengthen regulation and improve efficiency in the mines sector. Under this restructuring, the MRC will take over key regulatory functions from the ministry, including the full integration of the Mine Safety Department. Government further says this restructuring is a critical step in strengthening mineral governance and supporting the sustainable growth of Zambia's mining sector. Now, this is according to a statement issued by Ministry of Mines and Minerals Development Principal Public Relations Officer Shamwinda Tembo.
This new independent body will be fully focused on regulation, overseeing mine safety, environmental standards, and the administration of mining licenses. This means clearer rules and stronger oversight for everyone. So what does this mean for the ministry? We are now sharpening our focus on strategy and development. We've created 2 new departments, one dedicated entirely to supporting our artisanal and small-scale miners, and another to promoting large-scale investment. In short, the new MRC will be the independent regulator, ensuring compliance and upholding standards, while the ministry will be the strategist driving growth and investment. The MRC will be operational this year, and we have already secured the offices and equipment to hit the ground running. This is a decisive step towards a more efficient, transparent, and prosperous mining sector for all Zambians.
Minister of Small and Medium Enterprise Development, Engineer Elias Mubanga, has called for innovative financing models to break down barriers preventing small businesses from accessing affordable financing. The minister made the appeal during a high-level roundtable discussion at the EU-Zambia-Lobito Corridor Business Forum in Lusaka, which featured panelists from local and international public and private sectors. In his address, Mr. Mubanga identified the high cost of capital as a major hurdle, stating that a shift is critical for long-term economic prosperity. He emphasized that affordable financing is not just a benefit for small businesses, but a cornerstone for broader economic resilience. He outlined the government's commitment to creating a more favorable business climate and attracting the necessary investment. Further, the minister reaffirmed government's focus on tangible outcomes as the investment would translate the real economic value and measurable social impact for the nation.
And we are committed as government to make sure that whatever we discuss now, and if there is anything that will need us to reform in our policies, we'll do it. Because we want to make sure that we help our people, that we will implement, we determined to ensure that every euro mobilized for the corridor and for any other, you know, programs within our country shall be translated into real economic value, measurable social impact.
Now, in a similar development, the Democratic Union Party has expressed displeasure with the Lobito Corridor project, stating that the project targets to get Zambian resources and exporting them through the Atlantic Ocean. Speaking to One Love Radio News, DU President Akim Jovu says national development is the responsibility of the Zambian people, hence there is need to find a way enticing local Zambians to invest in the local economy. Mr. Njovu says it is not a good thing to always depend on foreign direct investment or foreign support, although the country cannot completely do away with foreign investment. He says the Lobito Corridor project is not a good investment. Rather, the best investment was going to be the manufacturing industry.
But it is important, if we are to talk about national development, that it needs to be initiated and engineered by Zambians. The agenda of the Lobito Corridor is about getting our resources, then they go out through the Atlantic Ocean. So for me, I'm not wholeheartedly happy with the Lobito Corridor. I believe the best investment they could have supported us on was to invest in the manufacturing sector so that we can start processing our minerals locally here, polish them, process them and export the finished product. That would be the best way to support us, because that to create a lot of jobs and a lot of opportunities for many Zambians. Many suppliers will definitely benefit through this investment. But as it is right now, it's all about getting resources out of the country and taking them out. So we need really to be careful.
Now, still in local news, the Citizens First Party says the Zambians are increasingly anxious to see unity of purpose among the opposition ahead of the 2026 general elections. The party notes that given the remaining time before the polls, the only opposition political parties currently known countrywide are the Patriotic Front, Citizens First and the Socialist Party. Speaking to One Love Radio News, Citizens First National Youth Chairperson Maxwell Chungu says party president Harry Kalaba has been consistent in showing willingness to work with other political parties in line with what the Zambian people want, which is unity among the opposition. Mr. Chungu says the Citizens First Youth Wing is strongly calling on the leadership of the Patriotic Front and the Socialist Party to urgently consider merging with Citizens First, saying this would give hope to Zambians ahead of the 2026 general elections. He stresses that youth leaders across the opposition must remember that political freedom without economic freedom, especially in an environment marked by injustices, oppression and suppression, is meaningless. Mr. Chungu adds that the time for giving lip service about alliances is over. He notes that what is needed is serious work towards assembling a movement that is strong on the ground with solid structures across the country. The National Youth Chairperson has further urged leaders of the three political parties to heed the cause from citizens and prioritize the national agenda anchored on unity of purpose rather than focusing on personal interests tied to positions. Now, finally, in our local news, the Advocates for National Development and Democracy, ANDD, has strongly condemned the attack on the Patriotic Front Secretariat in Lusaka, which was carried out on Saturday by suspected UPND cadres. Two people are said to be injured during the incident, while parts of the PF Secretariat were also vandalized. The injured